Welcome back to Food Talks. I'm your host, Edwin Chavez.
And I'm Zach Math.
And we're going to be talking about like how food is like really expensive, or like unhealthy food is really expensive, and like healthy food is really expensive.
Funny thing, the other day I was just at McDonald's, and I, you know, they're usually cheap and you get a lot of food, and like it's really unhealthy. So, you know, if you try to get healthy like somewhere else, like it's, I want to see sushi or like poke, it's like you're spending like $20, and at McDonald's you can get like 2 Big Macs for $5. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, I just thought it was weird. It's like, wouldn't they want us to be eating healthier? Instead, everything that we can afford, well, at least I can afford, is like McDonald's, and that's gonna eventually kill me.
I mean, you gotta look at it like this. Their main target is like teenagers and young adults who don't have that much money to spend, so they're targeting these young people and they're making them fat as a result, and they're making them not want to eat healthy in the end.
And then it's leading more like medical, it like leads to medical problems as well, like if you overdo it. I mean, I try not to overdo it, but you know, I can't just go around buying like, I don't know, like,
can't spend your time buying sushi and all that.
Oh,
all
yeah, sushi, like, yeah, sushi, like,
or healthy food all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, healthy food. I can't, like, I can try, but like I'd be spending $50, and it's like, wow, why would they do that? Like, it doesn't make sense. It's like, why does something that's good for us cost more while something that's bad for us cost less? It's like, I don't know how to say that. Like, what would you say?
I say that it's like a whole, the whole economics things that we're learning in class today. Like, like, think about it. They want these the expensive things to be healthy, so we, the people who want to strive for that, can't really do it because they're stuck in they're stuck behind with their poverty, the problems with money, and so they have to resort to going to the unhealthy foods, and that's what's making like all the, that's why you look at all the poor people and they're really overweight, and when you look at the wealthy people, they're not overweight, they're slim, they're fit.
Yeah. See, like, so is it just gonna stay like this? Cause like, I consider myself poor. So, but I'm skinny as hell. But then again, like, it's weird. So like, eating healthy and not eating healthy, like those two things, like I can do both, but I wouldn't really gain weight. I just have a fast metabolism. But okay, so aside from that, so here, let's answer one question from the haiku thing. So, should the government use tax money to make everyone economically equal? So meaning like, I guess, making McDonald's and then like healthier foods, like equal price, like same price. Yeah, like the same price.
Well, I mean, if they did that, then they would also have to like bump the prices for McDonald's and then, but I see what you're saying. That it would be, in the end, the result, it would be better for like people in general, because they would get rid of the obesity problem, or go to try to fight the obesity problem.
Yeah.
Since people won't complain that that they don't have enough money to buy these healthy foods, but they have enough money to buy McDonald's, Jack in the Box, or Carl's Jr., all those unhealthy places.
Yeah, it's just everyone's on equal footing. Like, right. It's not gonna be the price of the restaurant's food's fault. It's gonna be the people's fault. So if it's like, oh yeah, like,
it would be a choice.
Footing. Yeah, it'd be a choice. So you can either have healthier foods and then, or unhealthy foods, but then again, like you said before, prices are gonna rise to match, I guess, healthier foods, and they're gonna want to do that, because like if they don't, and then I guess healthier foods lower their prices, they're gonna be losing profit, and then fast food. So it's gonna be, I feel like it's gonna be like a little stubborn battle between the two. So let's just say that unhealthier foods match the same prices as healthier foods, and then go on from there.
But that would raise the whole problem about how people wouldn't have enough money to buy these.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe so, if they went somewhere in the middle, then the middle, people would have. I mean, people could save up for those kind of foods, or it would make people want to go shopping for their own foods instead of relying on fast food.
Right. You know, like, how many, like, considering like how many fast food places are there out there? There's like Taco Bell. We already said McDonald's.
Carl's Jr.,
Del Taco. Are those two, are they the same, aren't they?
No, they're different.
Okay.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out's good, though. That's good. I feel like that's reasonable.
I would pay a lot of money for In-N-Out.
I do. Wait, did you say you don't?
I said I would.
I would, yeah, I would. What else is there? And then, like, there's not only that. Wait, did we say Carl's?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. I don't eat a lot of fat. Burger King. Burger King tastes like horse food, though.
Yeah, it does.
Ever ate a horse? Like, had horse?
I never had horse in my life. Fat shark, though. Shark is really good.
Shark is good. Tough, though.
Yeah, but it tastes good. It tastes like meat.
I like it, because, like, I don't know. It's like chewing. It's like squid.
Mm-hmm.
What were you just talking about? It's food. And then we're talking about how many fast food restaurants there are and what, how many. So then, oh yeah, so considering those, not only are they like known around the whole area or like around the world, is that every corner you turn, you'll see one of those restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I could drive down the street and like 5 minutes in, I'd see about 4 or 5 McDonald's. So like, I guess for every minute, there's another McDonald's.
Yeah, I see. The problem is that they push their market ahead while they're making everyone else fall behind, and it's you see more fast food and then you see less healthy food.
Yeah, and then they also make fast food look super good on advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. I guess people don't advertise healthier foods. People don't advertise healthy food, and I think that's the problem. People just don't promote it. Like, I don't know if people just give up or people just don't care. Or maybe, like, I don't know. What would you say in this?
I say whenever you look in the, watch TV or watch YouTube or any, like, ad you see fast food always. Or, like, try the latest hamburger. Try the latest, like, whatever. But it's always a greasy. Something greasy. Something that's unhealthy.
Yeah,
you never see something healthy that's promoted on ads or anything.
Yeah. They do those workout things, like, oh, you want to know how to get these ripped abs in like 2 minutes? Well, drink this protein shake. Well, they do that, but then they advertise at the end of it. It's like, oh, well, it's going to be like $300. Just get ripped abs within 2 weeks, which doesn't really happen. And that's not promoting healthy food, I guess. Just promoting being healthy. That's not really promoting healthy food, like alternatives from, I guess, junk food.
I guess nobody really wants to see healthy food. They'd rather see unhealthy food. And then they would blame it. They blame the fast food
after that
they're the fault. But if they do see healthy food, nobody would really pay attention to it.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Would you go out to get like a salad versus McDonald's?
I would. I would get a salad.
I would. Well, you don't like vegetables, that's right. I mean, I'm being honest here. As much as I want to say I'd get a salad, I'd get a burger. Or
it's,
like,
it tastes better and it'll fill me up faster.
And like, no homo, I really like meat. Like Korean barbecue. Like, if I could and I had the money, I'd go there every day. Like Red Castle's like $12. See, I feel like that's reasonable. Like, do you consider, I don't know, is Korean barbecue healthy?
I mean, depends on what you get. I mean, it is cooked in front of you, and you sometimes do the cooking.
And it's like, see, you're burning calories cooking and then eating, so it's like a win-win. So really, in the end, you're losing. So you're not gaining anything except for the satisfaction of all that meat. No homo. So the next question is
all right. So the bonus round is what we learn and what we will take out of econ. One of the things is that we learned how to do taxes. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't think I learned too much about taxes, but I get the general idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's just a bunch of math and adding up what you've earned and how much you spent over the year. And then at the end, you just get, you know, your tax return.
I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
In the paper, it tells you what to do.
Like a lot of math. Yeah. So, yeah. Eventually, yeah. But I think I was asleep that whole time. But yeah, but I learned a lot.
Well, we also learned how to do investments and we learned how to play the stock market.
That was cool.
Even though my team didn't really do that well, I still had a fun time.
Yeah, I learned a lot. See, it's like, what's that quote he has in his room?
Make mistakes.
Yeah, make mistakes. So in the stock market game, we made, I think, no, we didn't make a lot. The whole thing was a mistake. But I learned a lot from that. And I think our biggest mistake was not selling our stocks. No, that was our big mistake. Because nobody in my group, man, like, no offense. And like, even including me, I'll be honest, I didn't do anything. But we came on from time to time, sold our stocks, but then we were just so far behind, we kind of just gave up.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I really wanted to learn about, but we barely touched, was
the Bitcoin thing.
Yeah, cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency. Yeah, there
it
you
was
go.
Pretty interesting, but we didn't really go in deep into it. So
I know they talked about it. Then wasn't it on the board at the beginning of this? And then they're like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna definitely talk about that." Well, they like, yeah, they somewhat talked about it. I wanted to get more into depth about it because like it was a big thing, and now I don't think anyone cares anymore.
I think it's kind of dying down.
Yeah.
But it's still like inflated, getting graphics cards and all that.
Yeah.
See, when the demand for Bitcoin or cryptocurrency went up, so did the prices for graphics cards and then GPUs and all that. That's why trying to build a PC right now is near impossible if you don't have a lot of money. Like budget building's like gone already. It's kind of sucks for me because I wanted to build one, but after that I saw the prices of I don't have thousands of dollars to spend.
Don't you like FAFSA money? Is that?
Yeah. I'm going to spend my FAFSA money on books and stuff.
Yeah, me too. Actually, you know, I'm actually going to save it for like next, the year after.
Yeah, since they're giving us everything for free.
Hopefully I can, because when I have money in my pocket and I see food, I'm like on a seafood diet, I see food and I eat it.
All right. Well, is that all the questions?
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, I think that's all we have time for.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys on that next
talks.
One. Food talks. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, it's food talks.
It's food talks.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.